Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
I'm Rob Hart. A retired Illinois State Trooper is dead. Two other troopers are wounded after they were shot by a woman last night at a cigar lounge in West Suburban Lyle. One of the troopers is active, the other retired. It happened around 10 o'clock last night at the Humidor Lounge on Ogden Avenue near River Drive. Lyle police have identified the woman as Lisa V. McMullen of Chicago. McMullen died after she turned the weapon on herself. Fears surrounding the coronavirus have put a damper on Lunar New Year celebrations in Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood.
How worried are the folks in Chicago's Chinatown? So worried that face masks completely sold out at the Walgreens drugstore in the Chinese-American community on the city's south side. The second confirmed case of coronavirus in this country is a Chicago woman just back from China where she assisted her ailing father. The Tribune reports some Chinatown events organized to celebrate the Lunar New Year have been canceled, and restaurant owners are complaining about a lag in business. Some Chinatown residents being cautious of trying to avoid crowds. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And we have much more information explaining the coronavirus on our homepage of WBBMNewsRadio.com. Four people have been arrested in Calumet Park after police found a vehicle wanted in connection with a robbery. That vehicle was recovered around 11:30 last night near 128th and South Bishop. Police say the vehicle is connected to multiple robberies, but police could not say where those robberies took place, and it's not clear whether the people who were arrested were related to those robberies. It's a snowy, damp, and chilly day in Chicago. A good day to curl up in a blanket next to a fireplace, but for members of the Chicago Polar Bear Club, this is beach weather. Hundreds of people running into the lake at Oak Street Beach for the annual Polar Plunge. The club hopes to raise $35,000 to help three families in Chicago facing trying circumstances. Family and friends saying goodbye to Berwyn Police Officer Chuck Schauer later today. Visitation was last night, the funeral mass today at a church in River Forest. He was killed last Sunday in a crash on I-55 near Plainfield. A Joliet police officer is now charged with DUI in connection with that crash. A former West Suburban volleyball coach from Streamwood has been sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison for possession of child pornography.
Michael Litke was found guilty of installing a hidden camera to record video of hundreds of children using a restroom. The Tribune reports Litke of Streamwood had rented space at the DuPage Training Academy where authorities found a recording device in a drop ceiling. The prosecution, which wanted an 11-year prison sentence, had no evidence that Litke had inappropriately touched a child. The sentencing judge called Litke an intelligent person who knew he needed help but for whatever reason made other choices. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An employee at Von Steuben High School on Chicago's northwest side has been removed for alleged inappropriate contact with students. The principal wrote a letter to families yesterday that a staff member, quote, engaged inappropriately with students. The employee has been removed from the school, and the Office of Inspector General is investigating. The parents of impacted students were notified. A man from Chicago who was arrested on a felony insurance fraud charge was apparently the last person to see a Chicago gang member alive before his body was pulled from a pond in northwest Indiana this month.
The body of 47-year-old gang member Joseph Clopton was pulled from a pond in LaPorte County on January 3rd. He'd been shot multiple times, and his body was weighted down with a cinder block. The Times of Northwest Indiana says his driver, Darren Johnson, was the last person to see him alive. Both men had been together at a drug house before Clopton disappeared from Chicago in December. Johnson owed Clopton over $2,000 and changed his phone number after Clopton disappeared. Johnson had six phones on him and phony insurance claims in his car when pulled over by LaPorte County Sheriff's Police this month. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Downstate authorities say they've arrested three teenagers in the slayings of three people in their 60s whose beaten and stabbed bodies were found this week. The Danville Commercial News reports two teens have been charged with first-degree first-degree murder. A third teenager has been charged with aggravated robbery. Police say the three men who died were in their 60s.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.